AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The National Football League says last night's Buffalo-Cincinnati game won't resume this week. The Week 18 schedule will be unchanged. The Bills-Bengals game was suspended last night when Buffalo safety Damar Hamlin suffered cardiac arrest, making a tackle during the game. The NFL has made no decision regarding the possible resumption. Hamlin is in a Cincinnati hospital. Kevin McCarthy's bid to become Speaker of the House has been sidetracked by votes for other Republicans.
Perry. Biggs. Boebert. Jordan.
Pennsylvania Scott Perry voted for Andy Biggs for Speaker.
Everybody agrees. Every single American agrees. Even the guy that wants to be Speaker agrees that Washington is broken. And he said as much in one of his most recent correspondences. Interestingly enough, over the 14 years that he's been in leadership, he's done almost virtually nothing to change it.
McCarthy is the first House Speaker nominee in 100 years to fail to win the gavel from his fellow party members on the initial vote. In Florida, Governor Ron DeSantis was sworn in for another term. He sounded much like a 2024 presidential candidate.
We seek normalcy, not philosophical lunacy. We will not allow reality, facts, and truth to become optional. We will never surrender to the woke mob. Florida is where woke goes to die.
Florida Democratic House Leader Fentress Driscoll says DeSantis's speech was aimed more at his future political ambitions than it was addressing the state's problems. Pelé was placed in his final resting place as millions of fans in Brazil and around the world mourn the sports legend. Wall Street stocks are lower. This is AP News. Chinese manufacturing has contracted for a third month.
The decline comes as the country battles a nationwide COVID-19 surge after an abrupt lifting of virus restrictions. Several other sub-indexes, including for large enterprises, production and demand in the manufacturing market, also dropped compared to November. Analysts say companies are blaming the impact of COVID on affecting logistics and manpower, causing a delay in delivery. China is likely to miss its goal of 5.5% economic growth this year, with some forecasters cutting their outlook to as low as 3% in annual growth. That would be the second weakest since at least the 1980s. I'm Karen Chamas.
The Mega Millions jackpot for tonight's drawing is an estimated $785 million. It's the sixth largest jackpot in U.S. history and has grown so large because no one has matched all six of the game's numbers for more than 2 months. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.